Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. I appreciate the time and effort that you put in every Tuesday night to rock out with me at 9 o'clock. I see a set. I see the growth. We are growing exponentially. I'm very thankful. I just want to give a big shout out to a couple of people who support me behind the scenes, who've been supporting me and supporting the Lyrical Cypher for a very long time that you may not have known. I just want to give a big shout out to Omari Harwick, who supported the Lyrical Cypher when it first started. I want to give a big shout out to Raheem Devon, who's been supporting me since the Lyrical Cypher started. And actually, even before the Lyrical Cypher started, he's been supporting me even as an illusions poet. I just want to give a big shout out to Russell Simmons, who's been supporting me for a very long time, even before the Lyrical Cypher evolved. It's a lot of different artists. I want to give a big shout out to Salam AC, Georgia Mead, Black Ice. There's so many different artists that I can actually put out there in the atmosphere. And all the poets who know me from all over, 13 to Nazareth, Tim Jackson. It's so many artists. I can go on and on for days, but I'm just going to continue to show my humbleness, my thankfulness, because none of this will happen without God. And I appreciate the vessels he has surrounded me with. And the people who have supported me for so long, I just want to give a big shout out to all of you guys. Again, a big shout out to the people who have been supporting me for a very, very long time. And a lot of people you don't know behind the scenes, like I said before, big shout out to Raheem Devon, who's been supporting me for a very long time. I've never met you before in my life, but Raheem Devon, the singer, sings Customer, sings You, sings Believe. A lot of different joints. Omari Harwick, he's a poet, but he has supported the Lyrical Cypher from the actually beginning when I started with Tell Me I Can Radio. Big shout out to Georgia Mee. That's my girl, and I send my prayers to you, and send my prayers for a speedy recovery. Big shout out to Black Ice. Met you a long time ago. Black Ice was actually one of the first poets on Deaf Poetry Jam. Big shout out to Russell Simmons, who supports what I do from behind the scenes. Big shout out to Chico DeBarge, who supports what I do. So with so many different people behind the scenes, 13 and Nazareth, Tim Jackson, and so many different artists that I can continue to call on names, and all of you that support, you know, in Paris and London, big shout out to Eric Moore. It's so many different people that support what I do. Big shout out to Dion Ballard, Tori Honey, Enlisting Media, who support what I do. And also, big shout out to Illusions team. You know, you guys have been phenomenal. You believed in me. And big shout out to Illusions Invisible Team. I know y'all call my, they're my invisible ninjas. So I appreciate you guys. being there behind the scenes, making sure things move smoothly. You know, you guys made sure the Illusions was oiled and focused on the task at hand. So I just want to give a big shout out to everybody and all my artists, all the people who I've connected with, and also a big shout out to everybody who listened to the Lyrical Cypher. So I like to pay homage what homage is due. And they're growing. And I also want to give a big shout out to Chanel Gabrielle. You know, we haven't had a chance to link up to do a show yet, but we are in the midst of, you know, we've talked about it, you know, throughout the years, and we're going to make it happen. And also big shout out to Tom AC. I learned so much from you guys. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I can't wait for doors to continue to open. I'm so thankful on just how God is moving on my behalf. I do want to speak on a couple of things that we have coming up. First and foremost, I want to say March 16th made 11 years with Illusions open mic. We didn't get a chance to do our anniversary show in March due to COVID, due to coronavirus. So with that being said, I refuse to go out without doing a show, without doing our anniversary show this year. So December 19th, please mark your calendars. On Saturday, December 19th, I will be hosting Illusions 11th anniversary show on Zoom. For anybody who would like to watch the show, please, I just ask everybody to just send a Cash App donation of your choosing to Illusions. Actually, you send that $ Clevette Roberts, that's capital C-L-E-V as in Valentine, E-T-T-E, capital R-O-B-E-R-T-S, so it's Clevette Roberts. And it's in the fourth section, please put Illusions dash your email or your phone, your mobile phone number, and I will send that text to you or that email or the link. Like I say, whatever, you know, if you want to send $1, you want to send $5, you want to send whatever, just send that link, send what's on your heart, you know. But I'm so thankful to have so many talented artists. We've got artists from all over the world who will actually be on that show, and we actually have Lyrical Cypher artists, and we also have Illusions artists who will be collectively coming in together, seeing unseen, heard and unheard, to be heard that night. And I can't wait to rock out with you guys. So with that being said, I'm actually going to go ahead and open up the first round of the Lyrical Cypher tonight, and we're about to get it in. So let's get it.
Yo, I feel like I'm 15 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9. Yeah, yours, all place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and end to the heaven and my family is party. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn, this is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the
the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good. Come on. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, Paul Play, Lafayette's yours, in the studio with my man, the right motion view. Doing the right thing. All the VA. And y'all never thought y'all be dead. It's a spoken word holding me down. Check. 13 and Nazareth in the building. Yeah. And I'm out. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just want to look at you. I just want to look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Now you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
Don't.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord bear said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo. Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
So I can understand your love. tell me what you want. Can understand your love. Help me understand your love.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me, but I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me. Constantly, I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
Okay.
They love like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy. So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy. They love like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy.
We crave
neighbors that we we gave it out.
So up it, we
gave it out. So up it, we gave it out.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the very first round of Lyrical Cypher. I will be going into the nugget for the day, but not just yet. I want to go ahead and open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to perform, whatever your gift is, poetry, singing, comedy, hip-hop. If you just want to spread some words of wisdom, or if you just want to give a shout-out, feel free to do that. Just know I'm going to shout you out. Because I like to pay homage for homage is due. This is your Tuesday. You took that night out to rock out with me, so I appreciate you. So with that being said, I got Enlisted Media soldiers in the building. What's up? What's up? All the way from Springfield, Massachusetts. What's up? What's up? This is Chyna.
What's up, Chyna? What's going on?
What's up, Dion? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just working as usual. You know it.
Man. Good to have you on the line.
Yeah, it's good to be here. You know, this is like, you know, one of my birthplaces when it comes to poetry and music, you know what I'm saying? Because I was on the first show, so.
Exactly. I appreciate you.
I feel honored, so.
Thank you.
Gotta
I
come
took
back.
Some time. Go ahead.
I said, gotta come back.
Exactly, man. I don't know if you heard my shout out. I gave a shout out to you guys too today when I was on the show, like this morning. Well, not this morning, but a little bit earlier today, but also this morning to a few people. I took some time out to reflect because I feel like, I don't know what it is, but around this time, and it could be like the time, like my grandma died actually on Thanksgiving, but I never forget something she left with me, and I see myself doing it naturally, is that around this time, not just for Thanksgiving, but just it does apply to Thanksgiving. Like, I take the time out to thank God for all that he's done for me. And then just the people he's placed in my life, like yourselves, I like to give, you know, saying flowers to you now, you know, when I can, you know, for you to know that I do appreciate the support you've given me, the advice you've given me, the knowledge, you know, just to help me continue to carry on. And I appreciate everybody who takes time out on their Tuesday night to rock out with me. And I also wanted to give a big shout out. I don't know if everybody heard me talking, but I give a big shout out to a lot of different celebrities that you actually know and heard about who support me behind the scenes that you don't know anything about. So I did shout out a couple names that have been supporting me for a very long time. Like, big shout out to Russell Simmons. Big shout out to Georgia Mee. Big shout out to Amari Hardwick. Big shout out to Raheem Devine. A lot of these artists actually support Lyrical Cypher, you know, on the back end. Like, they listen, they vibe out with me, and they support what I do. You know, a lot of people don't know these things. You know, I remember when I first started, Amari Hardwick was listening to the Lyrical Cypher, you know, in the beginning. So, because he's a poet as well. So I just appreciate the people who support behind the scenes and actually follow me too. So what I'm doing, and also big shout out to Enlisted Media, which is Dion Ballard. He is the founder and the CEO of that. And also he put him, all of you guys do.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, I'm just a founder, and that Toy Hunt is the CEO though.
My bad,
I'm just... Yeah, he's CEO, but you know, I know she does all the like layman work and stuff like that. She put it down. but you know, I'm still a part of it. So she's like my boss right now. So
I'm not wrong with that. And you the hubbinger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It works hand in hand.
Huh?
I said it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it does. So we flip flop, you know, here and there. I mean, once needed, you know, you're there, and I think that's what it's all about. You know, when you need somebody, they're there. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that'd be
good. Nothing like having that.
But I just want to commend you once again, And really, you are a true inspiration of artistry and entrepreneurship. You never gave up, and you always, always have a kind word to say. And I really appreciate that because I was thinking about, someone was talking about David, and David from the Bible. And all David was going through a lot.
Right.
But you know what? He always had time to give the Most High the praise. And that's why I saw you. You always, you know, through your obstacles, you gave God the praise. And you just kept on going and kept on moving.
Yeah.
And that's inspiration. You know?
I appreciate
that. So, yeah. So, I mean, this is awesome. I'm really excited. 2021, you know. And
I'm super excited for you guys to be on. Like, this is the very first time that Enlisted Media Soldiers will be on Illusion's lineup. So I'm thankful for you guys to be on the lineup. I went through Attention Pictures last night, and I was working on a mock flyer. I do have another upcoming flyer coming up, but I had to put that flyer up there. I was like, look, I'm not no flyer genius. So you saw my pictures, like I was plugging, but I was like, you know what? We're going to have y'all up here. I want everybody to see who you are, what you do, and continue to support you.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll tell you, I'm excited too because, you know, we're about to embark next year. It's not solidified yet, but I'm behind the scenes about it. But once you solidify everything, once we solidify, you know, I'm going to come here and let people know, but I am definitely excited about the lineup doing a collaboration with Illusions and Lyrical Cypher.
Right.
Because, you know, it's always something special and it's something that's always remarkable, you know? So, people need to stay tuned. I mean, it's going to be a blast. I mean,
yes.
The lineup is going to be monumental. I'm telling you, it's going to be this is going to
be crazy.
I think this is the spark the poetry community and the spoken word community needs for right now.
Yes. Thank you.
There's something missing. Yeah, I don't know. You know, we have people that passed too, that was with us. You know, but we need a revival of some type, an emergence, a renaissance. And
it's
I was feeling a little certain way about today, but I heard that about David, and I said, you know what? Everything's gonna be all right.
Amen.
Everything's gonna be.
And
I think it is because I feel that the creative community needs to weigh the weight of people who are not as creative. This is why people are going through what they're going through. I think the creative community is not really creating because art, we can find some solace in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
I just feel so good about it.
Me too. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I was nervous. That's why it took me so long because I had one person ask me, "Hey, isn't Illusions anniversary show in March?" I was like, "Yeah, we still gonna do it in March because that'd be 12 years." I said, "But I cannot go. I cannot go." Without celebrating 11 years for this year. So I was like, I had to push myself. I had to step. I'm actually literally stepping outside of my comfort zone because I'm used to having a physical show, but I'm also learning
you
that.
Do big.
Thank you. I'm used to having a big physical show, making it happen like that, seeing the people, making it happen. I'm like, you know what? I'm literally, every time God is opening doors for me in any light in my life, I'm uncomfortable. And whenever I get comfortable, he always shakes me up. So I am extremely uncomfortable right now. But I'm finding comfort in my discomfort. And so I'm learning to find comfort in my discomfort. And so with that being said, even though I feel uncomfortable with, you know, this environment, because I've never been in this environment before, but I'm uncomfortable when I think about it. Every time I've done a show for 11 years, even when I perform on my own, right, there's an uncomfortability. I'm uncomfortable in different scenarios. Even in my relationship, it's like, okay, I'm finding comfort in it, you know, but it's uncomfortable because it's like, oh my God, this is different. This is better. I'm in a better place in my life. So I'm like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It feels good. You know what I'm saying? Like what I'm doing, but I'm like, okay, still, it makes me feel good, but it's also like, okay, I'm not getting too relaxed to anything. I'm just showing my appreciation. And that's the same thing I do with my gifts. That's the same thing, you know, if I'm doing with Illusions. And that's the same thing I'm doing with Lyrical Cypher. So the dream I had was for Illusions and the Lyrical Cypher to collectively come together to share talent spectrum. And I feel like that's what's about to take place.
Amen.
Yeah. Because we're going to come internationally, but I'm known to rock the microphone.
You right about that with it.
We're going to get it in. About to go down.
You're right about that one. I tell you what, it's definitely going to be it's going to be phenomenal. I mean, I know it is. And you know how we used to do it in the heyday. And maybe we get these youngsters to know how we used to do it. You know?
Right.
I was shout out to the Angelic Poetess too, because I had a memory of her, like her and China was doing some stuff, and they shot me out doing it right, and then I shared it, and she was up on it. I said, "See, I kind of brought back like you know how we used to do in the heyday.
Yeah,
we used to just spit poetry like it was liquid to us, man. You know
exactly."
And that's why I feel about this event. I feel like it's going to be a reemergence, man. I feel good about it.
It's time to make it happen.
Yeah, it's time now. It's time. Like we're about to be chilled out for a little bit again, a little while. Hey, let's get this art out here. You know, I am really challenging all artists out there now. I mean, musicians, poets, chefs, whatever. Get your artistry on. You know?
It's time to go in. Like never before. And that's how I feel about what's happening. You know what I'm saying? With us. Because I'm learning that wherever I'm supposed to be, I find comfort in their discomfort. You know? Because I had no idea. I'm going to just go into my nugget right now while I'm talking to you because you got me flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But my nugget I was going to give today is put in work. Faith without works is dead. So my new poem that I'm writing is I'm working my 9-to-5 for my 5 and 9. So I'm working my 9-to-5. Yeah. I might not understand why I'm working my 9-to-5, but it's for my 5 and 9, which is my AKA my gift. So faith without works is dead. So I'm putting in work. I'm having faith in the process for my gifts. And my gifts will make room for me, but I got to put in work. So that's my nugget for the day. Keep putting in work. Even when you feel discouraged, even when you feel like, why am I working this 9-to-5? Remember that you're working a 9-to-5 for your passion. And then I just want to include what I said. First and foremost, we're still standing because we're still breathing. We're still here. And maybe I'm under construction because I'm walking in purpose with a passion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm walking in my purpose with a passion, but even though I'm walking in my purpose with a passion, it's still hard. The storms still come, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, all the different things still come. But guess what? Even in the midst of this pandemic, you still have the ability to work and show God, if that's your higher power, that you know what? I have faith in you for this to work, so let me put in work. And that's my nugget for the day. Keep putting in work. Keep having faith. Keep believing it's gonna come to pass. Don't get discouraged. I just look at patience. Patience comes with suffering. I've been through hell and back, but I'm still standing. I'm still here, and I'm still walking in purpose with a passion. And I'm always gonna be under construction because I'm choosing to always learn and grow and evolve. So, and I hope you guys do the same thing. But like I say, as I learn, I grow. I'm gonna give it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. But that's just what I'm learning, and hoping you can take a nugget from that and do what you do with it. And so I got another big announcement to make tonight, and you just happen to be on the line, Dion. I'm actually about to press post in just a second. But
On Facebook? You want to be on Facebook?
I'm about to do it right this moment. I'm about to I'm actually going to tell
okay.
you guys.
Let me be quiet.
I'm telling you guys ahead of time before I post. I'm about to post it.
Oh, okay. That's right. Here you go.
So, just let you guys know that for the very first time, and it's an honor and a blessing, that I will actually be featured on and interviewed, and I'll be featured on Roku TV. So I'll be internationally, you know, going back to what I was saying before, on your smart television. So you can actually go to Black Love Poetry Series, and I will be on Roku TV. And you can actually go up there and see me up there. My official interview is December 8th. They're going to do the editing with the video, and that's that. You'll be able to see me on your television. So, with that being said, God, thank you. Yeah. Won't he do it?
Congratulations. Won't he do it? I'm telling you. Wow. Oh, you got to let us know. Send us the flyer and stuff and everything so we could promote that. That is wow. Congratulations.
Yes. You thank
deserve
you so
it.
Much.
Really.
Thank you. They said they've been searching for me for a minute, so I'm just thankful.
Wow.
Yeah, I just posted it. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Hold on. You're on
already,
my Facebook now, too.
They already posted a video. And so they sent me, yeah, the video's already ready, so I just put it out there.
Wow, hold on, let me go ahead and get it now.
So I'm thankful how it's all coming together, and I also have, I'm about to post the picture they have up, too.
You know, Clavy, you know I'm going to be getting it. Hold on.
So I'm in awe because I got some more things coming down the pipe. I'm letting you guys know about it as they unfold, you know, but I'm just thankful for this. This is a huge opportunity for me. This is really big to be, I got Roku, and I'm about to be on what I watch on TV, quit playing. Like, I feel like I'm dreaming. This feels like a dream, you know, and I believe in my heart God got more in store, but I'm just taking time to thank him. If you don't do nothing else, I appreciate it. You know, I've been in tears because, you know, just thinking about how things are unfolding, but I'm just thankful. I couldn't have wrote my story any better. You know, with the trials and tribulations, I'm thankful.
Amen.
You know, because I've learned from them, I'm growing from them, and I'm not staying in a place that could have held me hostage. And I hope you guys choose to do the same.
That is awesome.
This is a really big thing, so I'm thankful. Thank you so much. I still feel like I'm dreaming.
Wow.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much. What you got for us, Dion? You got anything for us tonight?
Oh yeah, definitely have something for tonight. You know, I'm challenging poets and spoken word artists and chefs and all, and I don't got nothing. I feel really terrible. You know, I'm sorry, I had to say, what was that movie they're talking about? That boy good, good and terrible.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Coming to America. I just thought of that.
Yeah, I got a couple of people on the line. They're waiting.
Yeah, I'm about to get into it. I'm just,
right.
I'm elated.
No, you're right. Good, man. I'm excited.
Hey, me too. But let me get back in soldier mode. Okay, this one's called I Have a Song. I have a song, lyrics from the spirit of love, a melody immersed in beauty, a masseuse of sound that lifts troubled souls from under this ground, a table of contents, vibrating notes, so much constant reverb, those chains off your mind broke. This music of survival, instruments for revival, musicians played in its unison, but it's bringing perfect harmony when we feel we are not in a certain key. It will surely provide motivation to swim in this volatile sea. I have a song. End poem.
All right, now Donny Hathaway. I have a song.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know what? I'm listening to, speaking of Donny Hathaway, I'm listening to his daughter a lot. Lala Hathaway. Shout out to Lala Hathaway. She went to school here in Boston anyway. One of my friends went to school with her.
Yeah, Lala Hathaway. I love her, man. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I know. She's smooth just like her dad.
All right, now.
But I ain't going to hold people up, but I want to hear some good poetry.
Good.
And good singing.
I got you. Let me do it. All right, I got it.
All right.
I got it. That was Dion Bella in the building. What's up? So just giving a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We appreciate having you in the building. We got some more artists in the building. What's up? We got Casey Santiago in the building. What's up?
Peace, Queen. How are you? Thank you so much for making time. I love your show. The platform is just absolutely amazing. And so just an honor to come up and rock with you for just a couple of minutes and get one out the way.
That's good. I appreciate that, King.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. This is not what I wanted to do, but I'm gonna do it anyway because I think it's cool. So it'll serve with. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Let's see here. Okay. I'm such a nerd. I'm the type of writer that I have three different versions of the same piece, and it depends on what day it is, as to how I respond and how I feel about it, if you ask me about it. But anyway, all right, so this is this is Mr. Nasty Tom, the rework. It's not the original, but anyway, I'm gonna go. Let's see. So this is the first time that I've ever zoned like this. And if that pussy has never felt like gold, then I'm King Midas with 8.5 carats that I'm willing to share, since the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that I might as well go ahead and put your face in this crown. Whenever you appear to be kicked off, just to quiet you down, like an MC with crowd control, and I'm sure you know that I play a far more valuable role than your ex, proving that my presence for the lessons you're passing. I invest hours serving passion to flesh, just to redefine what it means to be passionate. I watch your legs and thighs damn near literally stop time, within the blink of an eye, making this dick sturdy. When they go from being closed while resting at midnight to opening when waking up at 6:30, in an instant I start prepping this tool for fucking, and get to hitting that gushy that's dripping profusely the same way you hit the snooze button over and over again, like this damn thing ain't doing nothing. Bring an alarm to your biological clock with big surprise, leading me to realize that all that time that you thought you could buy just wasn't a logical plot, and therefore the shock and plausible thoughts of me taking your rib cage and being able to possibly injure has you trying to figure how all of this vigor is going to fit inside. As if the fire marshal could stop me filling you to capacity. Imagine that, creating a loss of breath for minutes and seconds, along with stolen moments that I capture candidly, along with your sanity. This kind of thief is hard to arrest. As I present you with what I like to call something along the lines of origami dick, meaning I take that box and bend it in sections while administering blessings. That's the kind of power I claim. And you got an hourglass frame that I want to wet up like Windex, plus you look smooth. And coincidentally, I'm probably longer than your bookmark, and I can get all in the back of your shit like an index, making me more than just a good lover, and ensuring that you'll more than regret judging this book by its cover. I aspire to have you leaping all year, stretching your calendar out. And you sure initially, you'll have the doubts proving to be shameless with that challenger mouth until it's showtime. And I make sure that Fiona gives me no more lip, like living in Frank Gallagher's house. I tongue flick back and forth to the pace of the secondhand's toxic pipe length defying logic. Got you second guessing your optics, most promise to beat it up while I treat it like a mosh pit, taking you to new heights like having your box split, and supporting the experience of mile high loving in the cockpit with the dick big and black enough for you to mistake it for an unidentified flying object. As I walk towards you with this swinging, lining you up like bumps of cocaine, I ain't gotta ask you my name, ensuring that you're super freak claiming when I'm Rick James, and of course you can tell that I'm definitely live, and I'll have you singing like Tina Marie right before I bust all in your ebony eyes. I clock in and you get to running like the mouse in Hickory Dickory until I get frank about them buns, shedding a tear over that onion, deciding to use this pickle to catch up like mustard, causing me to cheese by the end of the night while I relish in this victory that I managed to see, confirming you not wanting no more smoke with this meat in your grill, thinking next time the bar'd be cool. We don't need the Netflix and chill. I can respect it, but still, you can't really deny that this is the key to the opening of your locket. And FYI, teddies are smooth, but thigh highs and garters make for more than just a classy vibe. And after this, I'm taking you by the hand as we slide, making it electric, hoping you get the message, like wondering if the text declined. On the freeway, got you slopping top with the throat, deep enough for you to bob and stop aiming to leave you with a mouth full of Haagen-Dazs. As I remain laid back and reclined as designed, but the love that leaves me feeling crazier than Patsy Cline, proving that you can match me gladly fine. And I knew you didn't need a wake-up call or a watch to recognize whenever it's Mr. Nasty Time. Okay. Apologies for a couple of slips, but that's that joint.
My God, I'm over here hot and bothered.
Now you got me blushing. let's see if I have a shorter one.
Good guidance. I don't know. Maybe I was
too thirsty
when I said that. I don't know.
No. It's an honor. We'll take this offline. But I just want you to know I more than appreciate. I more than appreciate. Let's see what I got here. Let's see.
It's my birthday. Okay.
I mean, you know, tis the season. Let's see what we got. Oh my goodness. Let's see. What we got here? Oh. Okay, I'm gonna do. I like that.
Okay, I'm gonna get you back.
What'd you say?
I plan to get you back for this. Okay.
Oh, well, listen, please do. But in the meanwhile, okay. I have a story for you that I don't perform much anymore because I performed it several times, but I still like it just for the creativity aspect of it. So this is Hennessy Dreams and Avion Realities. Yeah, Queen. And so my wild rabbit is you. Just in case you were asking, and like Liz Taylor, I'm faced with a passion, with a taste of reaction similar to the episode of Corey letting Topanga know where he and she were destined to go, which means, just like the show, my mild habits have been savage since my youth. And I bet as you listen to what I'm conveying, you haven't a ravenous clue as to what I'm alluding to. Well, how about this? If class was in session, I'd allow you to pick which ruler to use, because I have lessons to teach, such as how I'm willing to temporarily chase after you, but I don't do chases, because I don't pursue that which is out of my reach. And as I sip this cognac, I'll have you know that I have already scheduled appointments to cover and douse that ass with this medicinal ointment that I intend on splashing with hopes of you relaxing your disappointment, probably caused by niggas that sip fruit drinks with a straw in it. That's time wasted, and you need to night save it. Sure, it may seem all right, but it ain't no strong in it. Like Lance's arm and the legacy that the scandal diminished. I specialize in handling business on some Wall Street shit. Matter of fact, I'd be all in your walls as if this pipe was being laid by the best contractor in the city. Like, this might cost me a bit. And given the fact that I'm about 3 shots in, I'm a tad saucy, I admit. But you're supposed to be grown, so I'm here to tell you that that white Zinfandel is for kids. Bartender, Hennessy and ginger ale for the lady. Light on the Canada Dry, we've got all evening, meaning my stamina's fine, but I've never really been a fan of the wine. And I'm sure you're thinking it's an advantage that I intend on taking, but there's no faking when I ask you to understand what I'm saying, which is by the night's end, best believe it's the vibe that I want you to experience, not the slide in like home plates. Ironically, you're most safe from me trying to run any of those games, because I'm way too Hank A with the feng shui to ever perpetuate for the purpose of me trying to get on base. Plus, this French liquid courage guarantees that fucking with me, you'll get your passport stamped. Have you feeling like you're traveling abroad with this missionary work? I'll be sharing my truths, plus spreading more than this gospel to you. So you can miss me with the skepticism of pagan ingested / suspected idioms that I'm simply just babbling on. So I'm asking, Miss Passionate, how about we put some life in that empty abdomen, if you don't mind, to swallow for me? I mean, just a little bit so you can understand how I'm coming, which is something like beer guzzling a funnel, followed by me freight training your tunnel till you literally feel like there's a freight train in your tunnel. Think Tarzan swinging a bamboo bundle as I pound away, proceeding to handle a pound per wave till you're leaking Shamu puddles. As you grab the sheets with an oh shit clench, and each inch is covered in an ocean drench, looking like lotion spritz. But you can tell me if you don't want this mess. I wouldn't dream of spending one moment with an offended disposition, since that $12 in my mind was well spent, if you want to be serious, serving as my incentive to sit here in the midst of God's brilliance. The chances of me not seeing you again are 1 in 1,000,000. Because I dreamt of this encounter like an inception scene, meaning you're destined to find yourself spinning on top or spinning my top, just as long as while you're spinning, you eventually fall for me, because that's the only way I have of knowing whether it's real or not. It's getting late, isn't it? Not sure which one of us that actually benefits. If you don't mind drinking the rest, this IVO should finish it. One shot like a debate amongst grassy knoll conspiracy theorists. One is sufficient. We don't need you stumbling out of your deliveries. And like the balls behind this zipper, if behind you I were to begin to whisper after watching you take it all, while wishing you were taking it off, you'll know exactly what you were up against. But we're not indulging this evening, because the reality is you were mine when you pulled your chair up. Dress cut low with your bust up, compact check, and lip gloss was thumbs up. Too many glances to my left with the brothers to your right trying to figure out what's up. That bosom brushing up against my arm when heading to the ladies' room. Half an empty second glass of Zinfandel shows me who was baiting who. Now that I realize this entire time what you were chasing with the wine along with the salt and the lime were 2 empty shot glasses with the intention of working your own magic, I just hope you got the message, Queen. Although the irony is kind of wild to me, because you fulfilled my Hennessy dream with an IVO reality.
That's it. Thank you.
Wow.
John.
I am
speechless. Yeah, I'm a little rusty on that one, but letting you give me an opportunity to perform it. Yeah, I miss that piece. I like that piece because, like I said, it's a story that I mm-hmm. think is pretty dope. I like irony, and so you know, while he thought he was gaming, she mm-hmm. was the one that was really, you know, trying to set some things up, and so really interesting. You know what I'm saying? Really mm-hmm. interesting. How some romances initially are introduced and how they blossom. You know, you think you got to put in all the work, but sometimes, you know, a grown woman, she'll let you know that you ain't got to work as hard as you think. While it's nice, mm-hmm. you know, to pursue a woman, and a man should be willing to pursue,
mm-hmm.
but every now and then, you know, you'll be blessed with a woman that she'll let you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the moral of the story with that piece. And thank you for
that. That piece is fine. Well, it was an honor to most definitely have you. We can't wait to see you do your thing December 19th at Illusion's 11th anniversary show.
Indeed. I'm coming to work. I got new stuff. I will be polished. I do apologize. I just got off a flight, made it in, and I'm a little tired. I think it shows, but I will not be fatigued on the 19th, and I'm coming to work. And so, thank you. You know, like I said, thank you for just giving me an opportunity, and I'm gonna keep listening because your show's amazing, your ambiance is amazing, and you're one of a kind. So, salute to you.
Salute to you too, King. All right, everybody, King Santiago spitting that, oh my God, that romantic, erotic, sensual, beautiful knowledge, you know, through poetry. We appreciate that. And that cadence is amazing. So just keep being you, King, and keep letting that pen flow.
Indeed, right. Indeed.
Thank you. We got Miss Valerie in the building. What's up, ladies?
How you doing, honey? I'm good.
Oh, I'm doing great, girl. How you loving the show? How you show?
Man, my mind gone right now on Mr. Nasty Time. And
I know, right?
It's okay.
It was Nasty Time. Come on now.
Yes, man. But I am enjoying the show, honey. I'm sitting back chilling. And, it's nice. I'm like Mr. Nasty Time. Like, you know, your mm-hmm. energy is so, I don't want to say it's addictive or, but it's nice when you can come across someone who matches your same energy. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
I agree.
You inspire and motivate me to do more, to write more, you know. And I remember when I first came to one of your Illusion shows, and it had been, like, years since I had wrote poetry. And I'm like, okay, I just felt like I had writer's block, you know. And most of the time, you know, it's easier to write music or poetry whenever you're going through something. But it seems like whenever things are good, you know, it's really not enough to spark that, you know, subject for you to write on. But, you know, coming to your shows, you know, it kind of lit the fire under me, and I'll just be like on go, and it's, you know, worship's been flowing. So I really appreciate you, and I thank you.
Anytime, lady. I want you to keep being you, girl, and keep writing. You know, you are an awesome writer.
Well, thank you. I just got to get that mm-hmm. memory down. I got to get it, you know, programmed in my mind. But
it'll come in time. But it doesn't even matter, because when you read it, you wrote it from the heart. Fit it just like you wrote it from the heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. You got something for us tonight, girl?
Yeah, I have a piece. When I was going through one of my crazy moments, and I was like out of my mind, I guess you could say. You know, sometimes we snap, I guess you could say. And I had like an out of body experience, but yeah. So I'm gonna read this piece for you, okay?
Okay.
It's entitled Premeditated. What would you do if you woke and I was standing right over you? Would you try and find out what was on my mind and what I was going to do? Would you try to go back to sleep and act as if nothing was wrong? Or would you tell me to come back to bed where you say I belong? You must understand that my love for you runs deep within my heart and veins. If you were unfaithful to me, our life would never be the same. Inside of me is where I hide my feelings of insecurity. I suppress the real issues that always bother me. Many nights, thoughts like this have gone through my head. How it would be so easy for me to take you out while you're in our bed. In the back of my mind, I know that's the wrong thing to do. So I just watch you breathe as you sleep and I stand over you. That's it.
Girl, you got me scared. You should have saw my eyes just started bucking. I was like, hold on. What she said? I was like, she ain't playing.
But see, you know how sometimes the devil would get in your head and be like, yo, shit, that joke over there, sleep, honey, take him out.
Girl, you over there on snap. Like, yo, you Girl, I mean,
but I'm not crazy, y'all. I'm not crazy.
No. You're just being honest. I was just messing with you. You being honest. We ain't here to judge. None of us. Everybody been through something.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So, nah, you good. You Gucci, girl. You Gucci
over
here.
That was in one of my moments. So I'm bad though, y'all. I'm good.
It's all good, girl. It happens to the best of us. You know.
Oh, God.
You said, make them all you want to. Breathe wrong. I got you.
That's right, I got you.
I got you, boo. Say something.
Yes, ma'am.
My God, girl. You got me laughing, man. That was dope. All right, everybody. That's Val and Valerie in the building. Thank you so much for sharing. Please stay on the line. Enjoy the show. All right, we're about to go into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys heard that nugget I gave. And that nugget was about work. Continue to put in work. That saying, faith without works is dead. Continue to put in work. And this poem that I'm actually writing, it's about I'm working my 9 to 5 for my 5 to 9. And my 5 to 9 is my AKA gift. And the way I put it together was, first and foremost, I'm still standing through, just the trials and tribulations of life. I'm walking in purpose with a passion. But I'm also under construction. I'm going to always be under construction because I'm never going to be perfect, first and foremost. And with that being said, I'm going to continue to keep growing, keep evolving, and keep showing my appreciation, you know, for all that God has in store for me. And I'm just, you know what I'm saying, with that being said, continue to work. Like, even when you feel like, oh my God, why am I working this 9 to 5? Why is this happening? You know, I'd rather be working my 5 to 9, which could be a gift. And you're wondering, like, why is this happening? Why is this, you know, it's happening because we got to put in work. Show God, if that's your higher power, show God that I can put in work. And maybe this work that I'm putting in is paying for my 5 to 9, my gift, until it actually turns into the 24/7. But either way, we still got to put in work. So faith without works is dead. So we keep putting in work, keep having faith, and watch God work on your behalf. And your gifts will make room for you. Just believe. So you need strong, you know what I'm saying, like that strong faith on your team, but also strong support on your team to actually have your back, not trying to stab you in the back. So that's my, like I say, as I learn, I grow, I try my best to give that to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended, but I do appreciate you taking time out to listen to the nuggets that I learned. And I try to give you something every week, you know, whether it's something funny, something inspirational, whatever that comes to my mind, and I learn, I grow, I try to pass it to you. You can do what you want to with it. I'm just giving you me. Anita Baker said it better than I can. I'll give you the best that I got. You know, and this is my, you know, the best that I got right this moment. All right, so with that being said, let's get into the second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to subside. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel like. I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Not a cloud in the sky. Not a cloud in the sky.
right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look what I made, hope I say, there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture, flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips. Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like mountains of Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing.
the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, Shana.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed that second round of the Lyrical Cypher. We're actually about to go ahead and slide on in into the next round of open mic for anybody who wants to perform poetry, comedy, hip-hop, whatever your talent is. The only thing we ask you guys to do is keep it clean. I know, just so I can continue to stay on the air. But other than that, I want you to continue to do you. If you sing, whatever it is that you do, feel free to do that. I do have Miss Valerie on the line. Just want to check in and see if you got anything else for us tonight before we get ready to roll out.
I have one more I would like to do.
All right, let's get it.
All right, this one is entitled, Can Black and White Have Equal Rights? I refuse to remain silent when there is freedom of speech. So those Miranda rights, you don't have to read them to me. You can't tell me to shut up. I can say what I feel. Don't get mad at me for keeping it real. Yes, I know my words may be used against me in a court of law, but whose law is it? The law is not on my side. Supposed to do your job and protect and serve. But all you do is harass our youth and get on our nerves. You're telling me I am to call those who slave and beat me when I needed help? Am I to trust them when they're, for no reason, they killed and or threw our ancestors in jail? Yes, I know this is a new day and time, but racism is not dead, and man, I am not blind. See, to a blind man, we are all but just a voice. There is no black or white, no color, it's not a choice. The blind man cannot understand what true racism really is all about. He does not have the privilege to judge a person with only his sight. The entire world should have been born blind with no sight to see. That way, black skin and white skin would have equality.
Thank you so much, lady. I appreciate that.
All
right, everybody, it's Valerie in the building. And we got KP Santiago. What's up, KP? Just want to check and see if you wanted to do another piece before you already close out.
Yes. Hold on. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm
I can hear you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to catch you on guard.
Okay. No. We good. Yeah. Let me see. Let me see what I got. Let's see here. Okay. All right, can you still hear me? My apologies.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Let's see if I can redeem myself real quick. Let's see. Okay. Excuse me. All right, let's do this one. This is a piece called Baker's Dozen. I kind of reworked it. I think I got it. And so I kind of reworked it to the point where I felt like it was comparable to another piece I had, which is not even as long. But anyway, all right. Okay. Thank you so much, Jim. Let's see here. Let's go. And she said she never liked the game patty cake until I showed her the size of my hands. One look at my back and she damn near had a panic attack. Just because of the broad-ass shoulders that are comparable to the size of the man her daddy was.
Pablo Escobar strokes, I gladly plug. Like Christmas lights in the hood year round, chopping wood, jumping rope, just some of the sheer sound. You hear after being granted bedroom access, I extract your feeling just to put you in your feelings. Them other niggas could barely show up. You open that box and I bet you fold up, leaking as soon as I apply pressure. Like spoiler alerts for the new season, I could watch you spill for real faster than a jelly donut. I can't re-stress enough. Like a woman missing her cycle for the third or fourth season, speaking of which, I really show love. Like Flavor Flav and VH1 doing a pilot retest. Lil mama, hold up. This vitamin D satiates a thirst full of potassium dreams, and this big-ass dick is synonymous with a banana clip from a big-ass K. How I'm loading it like a safari trip, and it'll all make sense once I proceed to go ape shit. Mama might need the gospel sang to her afterwards like take six. But this mic got more inches that we gon' make fit like a seamstress in a slight pinch. Your heart'll beat more than five times in an instant on nights like this. If you get a glimpse at how I swing, you'll slide. I'll put more jungle in your gym than an advertisement about recess, and you can have pound cakes or cupcakes or a five-tier wedding cake. Shit don't matter. I got a candle large enough to have a visual for your inhibitions and the fetishes that you learn how to suppress. Your shyness I undress simply because nakedness is a state of mind. You tell me you're feeling horny, and I ask you whether it's your state or mine. That triggered the response. You get too excited in no way I could ever fight it. Once you get to twerking and a squeezing, we'll need an intermission, bottled water, and warm towel to reduce the creaming before reconvening, as if time itself needed a break and therefore was itching to stop. In other words, it'll look like I powdered the vertex of a funnel cake or smothered my spoon in a melting cup full of Dippin' Dots. You think I give a fuck about a muffin top? You take that shirt off and I swear to God, nothing stops. I'm prepared like no other. And you return from a nanosecond of unconsciousness just to realize that I'm still at it. You got ass of any kind, and I'm trying to clap it and recycle your orgasms like paper or plastic. These goods are heavy, mama. You got to double bag it. Squirting is a possibility. So how about we double the mattress? Fuck a stuck double. You're about to be in every scene. We don't even need to double the actress. I whisk in that cake batter. My climaxes are an afterthought. Your orgasms are what I make matter, more so than black lives, my OG told me. Frying cakes and baking thighs is the only way to prove that you know your way around the kitchen and that she ain't all that good looking if her pussy ain't as good as a cooking and a sifting. Rick Moranis and Steve Martin is how I take that pussy and feed off it, Little Shop of Horrors. I'm thinking feed me, Seymour. When what I plan is worthy enough to acknowledge how she in her thirst pours, she opens them legs to feed me and allows me to see more. The Ray Lewis in me keeps her vulva raving and allows me to be more. Dick Sudsy, looking like I dropped it off in the shoreline of the seashore. I was searching for your very ingredients before understanding why I was feeding it and needing it. And if you like the first beat, I'm trying to introduce your fine ass to the remix. I'm agreeing that it takes a certain appetite to indulge. A woman who can feed an entire platoon with what she keeps hidden between the valley of her enticing lagoon and biting a groove. More addictive than heroin in the 70s. Right on and for show shit. This is that dope dick. I can stretch you out and make sure you never get stepped on like 4-on-1 or when hood chicks are excited to move on. When you give me the cold shoulder, I don't need to fire you up with this pipe just to lighten the mood. Your fine ass got me 2020 focused. And I won't stop being entombed until we christen every part of your workstation, and I hope that you're listening. Cheek smudges decorating various portions of window bakery displays after the store is closed with that ass posted in the air under a full moon. I make it a point to bring more heat than Norris Cole. The spontaneity of my sweet tooth and your sugar walls generating a next level kind of ecstasy that's making us both swoon. And that's what makes us both love it. And you get more than what you could ever ask for after being introduced to a baker's dozen.
That's it.
That's I had to pause for a second, like, okay. You got people going crazy on the line, man.
Yeah.
I think you got a whole line of everybody wants from Mr. Nasty Time.
Well, listen, shout out to everybody. Your platform is amazing. Amazing listeners, amazing talent. I was blessed tonight. I was inspired tonight. So I appreciate that. And so shout out to you for being incredibly fire, sexy, and talented. And thank you for giving us all the opportunity to share whatever we have on our hearts, you know, and being able to connect with, you know, with each other. So shout out to you, Luke. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right, everybody. I hope you guys have had a good night. They are looking for you in the daylight with a flashlight, KP Santiago. You got to mess up. I got people sending me gifs and stuff like that. You know, got people sweating and panting, and I don't know what to do with you. I mean, but we appreciate you. You got a lady's heart and body. You probably pissed off a lot of guys. Hopefully you got some guys by the actually take some notes from what you just said too. All right, that was KP Santiago, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Phenomenal show. You guys are amazing. I thank you for everybody who took the time out to share. I appreciate just the connection I have with the web, you know, with people who listen via web. We appreciate all that you're doing. All right. You guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep evolving, keep growing, keep being the best version of yourself. I will see you guys next Tuesday at 9:00. You guys be blessed. Have a good night.
We can have a party, baby. We can-